I'd like to say hi to all the participants. I hope they find this webinar useful. I also would like to thank FICOMPASS, DJ Agri, and the Ministry for involving us, and especially to all the people here who worked very hard. We argue a lot between us. There'd be a lot of argument involved. We tried to look for the best way of introducing an instrument that could be a global one. Yeah, I wanted to say that firsthand. They are not here with me, but my acknowledgement to them. Saeca and Trinitario, on behalf of Cajamar and Ministry, we all said, well, I'm going to repeat what it has already been said by previous speakers. It has been a difficult path, but I think we're already showing some results. This is the path of my presentations, the stakeholders, we already explained that. The measures we're going to apply, the functioning scheme, and especially conclusions and the impact this could have in our sector. As you can see there, the stakeholders, well, we already know them. The managing authority, this will be us. The ministry, which is the fund of funds, what we called. The SAECA, the State Agricultural Guarantee Institution, and financial entities. Next slide, please. Oh, let us skip that. Well, in the rural development program, we try to implement the most amount of measures, agricultural operations with owners, marketing, young farmers, and agricultural sector. What you can read here also in the framework of the Leader Initiative, as you can see on the last line of the slide, these actions that could be included in measures 4.2 and which has agri-food and forestal sector can also be supported by the instrument. Next slide. First, this is the functioning scheme. This will be repeating what has already been said. We had to modify our own program. Every measure needed to be included in the development program. We faced some changes, but the main cause was issuing the regulation. The first rule was published in June 2018. At the same time, we worked actively and intensively in the managing application that are perhaps the most important element in all this procedure. The ministry is involved, and we, the four stakeholders, we coordinate among ourselves. And then we have some managing applications where some administrative controls are managed, the network controls, what are we going to do, etc. The experience. And once this ruling is published, the first application registered was in December 2018. The person concerned, as it has already been said by previous speakers, addresses the financial entity. And before that, the second step will be that the financial body sends to SAECA the application of feasibility report. Next slide. when we record the operation, it is record the amount, the total amount, and the working capital on the investment. But we want to see the overall the whole picture of what it will be made and how much money they need. And this should be stated in the application. The body, after including all this information, it registers the application. This is a screenshot of what is recorded. These questions you can see, these are the requirements of the commission, among others require when it comes different step, different declaration, they have to state it, they have the benefit from other grants, so we need to so we can know what is the situation, if they have other kind of supports. So this is just to inform you. Into this screenshot, we also included other screenshot where we included all the documents that should be included in the project, which are all the plans, descriptions, authorizations, cross references, everything related to this instrument. Let's skip to the next slide, please. This is done internally in the managing authorities. They review the application and the documents. They make sure that we can admit the operation. This is a control to establish if this operation can be supported. Key point is that the instrument, unlike the grant, it says that the investment can be already initiated. So what would we do in that case? We will check that this is already rolling, but it has not ended, because if the operation is already finished, we could not support this operation. For instance, somebody wants to install some solar system for watering. In that case, we go and check that the solar panels are not there, or there's something in the facility missing. This is the work we're doing at the moment for operations that need some work or installation. For instance, vehicles do not need that, because we understand that the vehicle will not be there because it is to be purchased yet. Once we reviewed all this, we followed up everything and we did all the controls. As the previous speaker said, SAECA should issue the credit feasibility report that could be positive or negative. If it is negative, this operation is denied automatically. Next slide. If the decision is positive, the person concerned is notified, and this decision includes the amount to be granted in the loan, and we make the distinction between investment and working capital, and the kind of loan he can apply for. If the person concerned wants in the financial entity, he decided to reduce the investment or reduce the kind of loan in its duration, this no problem. If the amount is less than agreed, if he decided to include a higher amount, then it will be not granted. At the same time, we notify the ministry this decision through the individual investment decision. It is all made telematically, so the ministry is informed that we accepted the operation. So what does the ministry do? The ministry informs SAECA. So SAECA is informed that the operation can be guaranteed. Obviously, if the decision is a negative one, the person concerned is notified, and that's the end of it. What's the most interesting part of this process? We make a decision in a month. This is main difference and a huge step compared to grants and aids. I speak to different people in entities or recipients, and many of them they want to not to use the financial instrument and just operate with the grant. And so this is a huge step for us. With this decision, the person concerned can address the financial entity. We provide them with a time frame in order to formalize the loan. They cannot just wait for 3 years to do it. No, that this doesn't work that way. They need to formalize the loan 6 months after the notification of the decision. There's also a grace period, so no, sometimes it's 6 plus 3 months. This will be the time frame in which the person can decide if he goes on with the investment or not. When everything is coordinated, SAECA, the financial body, and the person concerned, they go to the notary public and they just sign the loan. Next. Once this loan is agreed, the financial body and SAECA, they record some documents in the ministry app. We communicate through this application, and we consider it as executed by the final recipient. This is very interesting for us as a managing body, but at this moment, we consider that everything has reached the final recipient. We communicate the positive decision to the person concerned. This maybe is the most important side of my presentation. We know that operation can be combined. They include the instrument and some grant and some operation uncombined, single operation with just the financial instrument. We work with counselors, and we fought for an instrument that could be combined. For the reason I said, it could be a global solution. When we argued, we were already convinced that if we couldn't manage a combined solution, this instrument will not meet a success. But we see now that there is a demand We see now that there is a demand of single operation with uncombined. We thought that they wouldn't work as well as we expected, but we can say now that it is working brilliantly, and I think the success of this is the great agility they provide. From the moment someone has an idea, it sends the application, and within a month, in the maximum of a month, we, well, I say a month, but in a fortnight, some operations already are provided with a solution. So compared to grants and we, those who are used to work with grants, well, we can say that we are agile. The administration works fastly. Therefore, I consider it was very important to bet on that. About COVID loans, as we already have had the instrument in place, we could benefit from that measure. The market had to deal with a lot of loans, and there we were very fast. Well, we were a little bit late because all the loans took us in advance, but now we are stabilizing, the situation is stabilizing, and now we see that we are recording this kind of loans. So this could be a very interesting point. Next slide, please. About data. We all provide data, the ministry provided its data, SAICA provided its own data. I don't know if Cajamar provided its data, but don't try to compare this data because these are live data. They are constantly changing, and we also depend on the exchange between the stakeholders in order to have real information, true information. But generally speaking, as you can see, we already have almost 300 formalized files. I think there are more. Yes, I think at this point there are more, but when we compared that, I was almost 300. The measure was a huge success. Measure 16 doesn't have a lot of demand, but I think the main reason for that is that there are huge operations sometimes, huge amounts. They can be difficult operations, and the risk departments of financial bodies, well, they can have their doubts, of course. But I think this data can be improved, and I think they will be improved. As for young people, we designed something special for them. We only allow the support to young people that they have applied beforehand a grant for incorporation. This means a young person cannot address a financial body and ask for the loan for him. And why is that? Well, there's a reason for that. The managers, we are experts on this, and we are now experts on the situation of young people. They established that in order to provide a good control of the measure, as the ruling states, it is necessary to provide a lot of information, and as we wish to be agile, We decided that to apply for a loan, you will have to ask for the grant beforehand because there's an exhaustive control and it covers totally the application for the financial instrument. Where do we have so many applications? First, we modified recently the ruling in order to include the measure. The measure 6.1 was the last to come. So it is pretty new, pretty recent. And now the department will decide on the last call published. So when the young people have their decision, we understand that they will address the financial bodies. And we already feel that because many bodies, many financial bodies are already calling us to ask other questions. So we understand that this figure will improve dramatically. Next slide. This is what I think it should be done by FI Compass and DJ Agri. They should work harder in that sense because I think this is a positive measure. So this is a positive criticism. We need to communicate. Communication is paramount. This is a tool that is unknown by the final recipient. So this will be the first conclusion. Many people call me asking, "What is this? What are you talking about? Why are you talking about the instruments? What is this?" So the instrument needs to communicate, and the person that put his equity at risk and his work to go through, this is the person who needs to receive all the information. He should be informed. We need to communicate also in among financial bodies. Some financial bodies bet on it. It is clear to us, but some others, they don't find this interesting because they don't like the product or whatsoever. But many other bodies, they don't know this instrument. And sometimes the matrix of the entity knows this instrument, but the subsidiaries have never heard about the instrument. Also, agility, the fact of being agile makes the difference when compared to grants. And it puts us in advantage when compared with grants. And this is very important and very interesting too. Another key point is the excellent coordination. We work very hardly, all of us, SAECA. I thank to all of them, to the financial bodies, Trinitario, of course, the ministry. Without this, this couldn't be possible. We opened a window to, so to speak, because we asked a lot of questions to the commission. They provided them with us with some answers, and I think we showed the path to everyone that will follow us.
So I'm really satisfied with the work that we've carried out. And now, what about the future? Well, I think we need to go for only working capital operations. I think this is very interesting. That's my forecast for the future. The COVID loans, well, I believe Feather arrived a bit late to that, but in Castilla and León,
spent all the pandemic with this instrument. However, others were quicker than us, and this gave them a head start, so to speak. There's something else that is not included in my slide, which is that some financial institutions say that the instrument allows to carry out or finalize operations that wouldn't have been approved otherwise. This is very important. These kind of operations that we facilitate to be granted because other financial institutions wouldn't even take to the risk department, I think it's important because this is a role we play in a gap. As Carolina said before, the young farmers, these kind of guarantees are really fundamental, are crucial for them. And in order to finish, I would encourage all of you to participate. I would encourage you to speak with the managing authorities as soon as possible, because this is a long process, okay? So I encourage you to do it on a combined way, because I think it is much more interesting, at least given the option. And well, that's it on my side. I hope our experience is useful for others. This is something that I really like to share our experience. And for any kind of doubt you may have, as we've done with the farmers, with the financial institutions, you have my email on the slide. So please send me an email and ask for anything. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to share this with you, and see you soon.